Simon Taf Mem. The Gemara in Psachim Daf Hei Amid Beis contrasts two psukim in the Torah. One pasuk is in Shmois Yud Gimel Zayin, V'lo Yehoi L'cha Chametz, L'cha V'lo Shalachirim. Chazal point out that the word L'cha implies that the prohibition of having Chametz seen to you is only your Chametz that's prohibited, and not the Chametz of a Goy or the Chametz Shel Hekdesh, sanctified Chametz to the Beis HaMikdash. That is to say that there's no prohibition from the Torah whatsoever to have in your Rishus Goyish Chametz or Chametz that's sanctified, because it's not your Chametz. The only prohibition is your Chametz. On the other hand, the Pasuk in Shmois Yud Beis Yud Tes says, Shivas Yamim Se'or Lo Yimotze B'vateche. Lo Yimotze, it should not be found Chametz in your houses. It sounds like even if it's not your Chametz. The reconciliation, the Gemara says, is that if the Goy was hifkid chemtsoi etzel Yisrael, if the Goy kept chametz in the hands of the Yisrael, and the Yisrael was responsible to guard the chametz, then he would be violating the Issur Torah of having chametz in his rishus. That is, that the chametz, that even if it's not his chametz, it's only the goyish chametz, the fact that he has accepted upon himself achrayis, responsibility, therefore it's considered his chametz as far as the Torah is concerned, as far as Pesach is concerned, and it is going to be also after Pesach as well. Now, there are three levels, we can say, three opinions in the Rishonim of what is included in the prohibition of accepting the chametz of the Goy and accepting achrayis on ourselves. One is if a person accepts the achrayis of a shomer sachar, that the Yehudi, the Israel, is going to keep the chametz and make sure that he's going to guard it even like a hired watchman, lest it should get stolen or lost, he will pay the Goy for the chametz that he had. That is the most stringent category, and that's the main opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. That is the level of prohibition that for sure is asur. Then there's the opinion of the Bahag that even if the chametz is not in the Rishus of the Yisrael, where he's mekabel achrayis for gneva and aveda, he's not a shomer sachar, he's not a hired watchman. Rather, he only has the responsibility of a person who watches somebody else's item for free, a shomer chinam, where if it would be stolen or lost, he would be exempt from paying for the chametz to the goy. His only responsibility is not to be reckless, to be poishea with the chametz. Even that type of achrayas should be an achrayas that is asur from the Torah according to the Bahag. That's going to be the second opinion in the first sif here of the Mechaber. And the third, maybe is more of a middle category, the Shitas Rambam, that even if he accepts no achrayas on himself whatsoever, but if the goy requires and forces him against his will to watch the chametz with achrayis, that if it should get lost or stolen, he'll have to pay. That too will be prohibited from the Torah. That is, in the times of the Gemara, a goyish army might pass through a Jewish village and give chametz to the Yisrael and say, "You must watch this, and if I don't have my bread at the end of Pesach, I'm going to make you pay." So even though the Yisrael is screaming, "I don't want to own your chametz, and I don't want to have anything to do with your chametz," nevertheless, from the mere fact that he is forced to watch his chametz, and he's going to have to pay for it, that's sufficient to make him responsible to burn the chametz on Pesach and pay for it out of pocket, because it is sof in his obligation, even albeit against his will. That's the Shitas of Rambam, and the Mechaber is going to bring that opinion, and those who are chaylek on the Rambam. So these three categories, whether he be like a shomer sachar, a shomer chinam, or be forced, each one in each of the categories, we're going to have to analyze three questions, at least three questions. One, when I have the chametz in this situation, b'di'eved, must I burn it? Number one. Number two, maybe I can do bittul or mechira with this chametz if it's still before Shah Shishis, the sixth hour of Erev Pesach, where I am able to do bittul on my own chametz. Can I do bittul on this chametz? or mechira. And the third question is, if I should leave this chametz in my rishus throughout Pesach, after Pesach, is it aser ba'achila u'bahana? Like we know, the din of chametz she'avra lava Pesach, that if chametz was left in the house of the Jew over the course of Pesach and his ownership over Pesach, the chachamim prohibited that chametz. They gave a knas that this chametz is now aser ba'achila u'bahana. He can't eat it, and he can't get any benefit from this chametz. Is this knas, is this penalty placed on the various categories of shomrim that we have here in the Sif Aleph? So the Mechaber begins. Ein Yehudi shehifkid chemtzay etzel Yisrael. A goy is mafkid chametz. He deposits the chametz with the Yisrael. Im uchayiv ba'achriyusoy migneva v'aveda. If the Yisrael is responsible for the chametz, lest it should be stolen or lost, whether the chametz is in his house or it's in any place in his possession, chayiv levarai. The Mechaber says he must burn the chametz. Now, in this category, is he able to do bittul or mechira before the shash shishis, so that he does not need to burn the chametz and thereby have to pay the goy after Pesach for the chametz? So the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlekes, and he says that we can indeed be soimech on the mikilim, on the lenient opinions, to nullify and sell the chametz before Pesach, even though the chametz is not our chametz to be nullified and to sell. But says the Mishnah Berurah, it's better if we could also sell the makom that the chametz is in. If you can sell the chametz and the place of the chametz, then it's at least it's better. It's if accomplished more to be able to include more opinions that will accept the chametz to be considered mutter to keep around during Pesach. Now, if a person did not sell the chametz or do bittel and he kept the chametz over Pesach, then there's a knas that this chametz is aser ba'achila after Pesach. There is a debate about whether or not it's aser also b'hana. Is it also prohibited? Is this chametz prohibited to benefit from after Pesach at all? Because there are opinions that hold that the only time that the chachamim ever gave the knas of chametz she'avra lama Pesach was only on the chametz of the Yisrael, that he owned it mamish, not chametz that he only had a harayas to watch, like this chametz. Since there are those opinions, then the Mishnah Berurah says we can be soimech on them, at least le'inyan hana, that he can benefit from the chametz after Pesach. As far as achila is concerned, it's aser ba'achila, and we have to be machmir. But when it comes to hana, we can be lenient on those opinions that say that it's only chametz shel Yisrael mamish that he is prohibited. Now, it is important to note that even if it is aser ba'hana, it would be mutter, according to the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah's Psak, to return the chametz to the goy after Pesach, thereby exempting him from having to pay. That is not considered to be deriving hana, benefit from the chametz. So in any circumstance, even if it were on Pesach itself, it would be allowed for you to ask the goy to retrieve his chametz, and there would be no prohibition. That's all assuming that there's no concern, you don't suspect that the goy might sell this chametz back to another Yehudi after Pesach. If there's a risk, there's a chashash, a concern, that the goy might sell the chametz to a Yehudi and the Yehudi won't realize that this chametz shavah of a Pesach, then there's a debate that the Mishnah Berurah brings. Is it permitted for me to return the chametz to the goy that's aser bahana? According to those opinions, that it's aser b'hana. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings the issue of Yichud Makoyim. Yichud Makoyim is a Gemara in Psachim Vav Amar Aleph. The Gemara says that if a goy is mafkid chametz by the Yisrael, and the Yisrael designates a place for the goy in his house, and he says this particular corner or area is going to be the place where you're going to keep your chametz. It's not going to be anywhere in my house. It's going to be set aside, designated for you, this place to keep your chametz. Then there is no prohibition. Now the Rishonim argue, Rashi and Tosfos and other Rishonim argue as to what is the case that the Gemara is referring to where Yichud Makom helps to take care of the prohibition of keeping the chametz that the Jew has of a chrayas of a goy. Tosfos' opinion is that we're talking about even in a case where he was mekabel a chrayas, and let's say for Gneva and Aveda, this stringent category of Gneva and Aveda, still Yichud Makom helps. Rashi's opinion, which is the Stimas HaMechaber and the main psak in the Shulchan Aruch and the Halacha, is that no, Yichud Makom would never help when you were Mekabel Achrayas for the Goy's Chametz, and Yichud Makom only is a way to distinguish that this Chametz is not, you're not Mekabel Achrayas. You're saying, put it in that corner and I'm not accepting Achrayas, and there it will remain for the Goy. Only then would it help. So, says the Mishnah Brura, that even though the primary psak is like Rashi, that Yichud Makom will not help in a case where the Jew accepted achrayas from the goy's chametz, nevertheless, yesh lismoich ala poiskim desfirlei deheichashim yachid loy makoim lechemtzoy eno over b'vayira. You can rely on Tosfos Shita, and you can say that you're not going to be over on the prohibition of b'vayira, at least as far as it's concerned of the Isser Achila and Hana Achar Pesach. That is to say that if you do Yichud Makom for the Goyes Chametz, of Chametz, that you're Makabal Achrayas, then you're allowed after Pesach to take that Chametz and eat it or to benefit from it. Now, the whole halacha of Yichud Makom only works if you do it with the consent of the Goy. Without the das of the goy, if you do yichud makom does not help. He may not want you to do yichud makom. He may want you to keep the chametz by you and not have it designated as a place for him. So therefore, the only way you even have the heter of the Rabbeinu Tam for chametz she'avar la pesach with yichud makom is only going to be if the goy knew before you designated the place for him before Pesach. The Ramah continues. That the prohibition of is even if you take this chametz that you accepted upon yourself achrayas for, you're a shomer sachar on this chametz, even if you take that chametz and you give it to another goy, you are still in violation of the Torah prohibition. The Ramah seems to be addressing a basic question. When we say that the Torah adds, Bayimotze adds, that not only is it your own chametz that is prohibited, but it's even the chametz that you have as a pikadon, does it mean that that chametz that you get as a pikadon is considered kishaloi, that for, as far as Pesach is concerned, that's as if you own that chametz? Does that mean it's exactly like your own chametz in all respects? Is it entirely your chametz? Or is it one step less, it's prohibited, but it's one step less, it's easier to uproot this and remove this from my rishus so that it's not considered chametz she'avar la pesach. That is to say, with my own chametz, for sure, we're going to see in the end of the siman that if I give it to a goy to watch, for sure I'm over in Ba'yir Abay Matzei. But what about this lower level chametz? This level, this chametz that I have a chrayas as a shomer sachar for, if I give that to a goy now, will I still be over, says the Ramah? Yes, I will still be over. But says the Magen Avraham, but what if this goy that I give it to accepts achrayas? If he accepts upon himself that he will have to pay me lest it get lost or stolen, whereby I can take that money and pay the original goy for the chametz if it gets lost or stolen. So would that help? That's a machlekes achrayin. And kanireh, it seems that that's built on this question that the Ramah is raising. If we say that even though the Ramah is right, that if I give this chametz to another goy and he's not mekabel achrayas, I'm still going to be in violation. But nevertheless, it's not my chametz entirely. It's not chametz shaloi mamish. And that's why the Magen Avraham is saying and suggesting that even though my chametz, if I gave it to a goy and he was mekabel achrayis, I would be over. This chametz, which I only own it in so much as it's mine b'achrayis, then if I give it to another goy b'achrayis, then I won't be over. That's the shitas of Magen Avraham. The chokim, the Mishubar brings, among them are the Chok Yaakov and others, or the Shabbos, hold. No. It seems that they hold that it's entirely my chametz. Once I've accepted achrayis for this chametz, and it's considered kishaloi, that the Torah taught us that it's considered my chametz to be over and by your matzeh, then it won't help, just like it wouldn't with my chametz to give to a goy to mekabel achrayis. This chametz as well won't help if I give it to a goy and he's mekabel achrayis. That's the machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah says that we can rely on the Mishnah on the Magen Avraham as far as heter hana after Pesach, but it seems clear that it would remain prohibited by achila after Pesach. That is, it's worse than the yichud makom that we mentioned of the Rabbeinu Tam earlier. That if I take chametz from a goy and I'm a kabbal achrayis and I designate a makom for that original goy to store his chametz there in my house, in that case I have to get rid of the chametz. But if I don't get rid of the chametz, it's mutter ba'achila u'bahana. But this chametz, where I accepted achrayis and I gave it to a different goy, and that other goy was accepted achrayis in himself as well, then I could only rely on the Magen Avraham in this case for heter hana, but not for heter achila. It would be aser ba'achila after Pesach. For sure, I have to get rid of it on Pesach, but even after Pesach, I will not be able to eat this chametz. Now, the Magen Avraham makes a diuk in the Ramah. He points out that it seems from the Ramah that v'hifkidoi biyad ein Yehudi acher. Why does he say acher? It sounds like the Ramah is saying that if I gave it back to the original goy who gave me this chametz, then there would be no prohibition. Now, it's true that there also the Chok Yaakov is chaylik, but here the Mishnah Berurah paskins like the Magen Avraham 100%. And he says that if I give it back to the goy that originally gave it to me, it's no problem. Why? In Sifkat Zayin, he says, "Dehavale kimekabel achrayes al chemtzoy shel akum bebeis akum." Deshari. It's as if I accepted upon myself the achrayes for the goyish chametz, not in my house, but in his house. So therefore, even though I still have a chrayas on the chametz, therefore by me giving it back to him, I don't have enough of a relationship to the chametz that it's in my domain that will not make it prohibited. The Mechaber continues. V'yeh shomrim, she'afilu einoy olav ela shomer chinam, she'chayv v'pshia. Even if the Yehudi is just a shomer chinam for the chametz, that would be that he's only going to be chayiv if he's reckless. He's not going to be chayiv to pay for the chametz if it gets lost or stolen. So says the Mechaber, chayiv levaroi, he has to get rid of the chametz. V'afilu im enoi chayiv ba'achriyusoi bedin. Oh, it will go on to say the third opinion of the Rambam soon. But the category of the shomer chinam, this category, the Mishnah Berurah says, is not the main opinion. It's the Yesh Oimrim of the Mechaber. We can really rely on the first opinion, and really, it is not our obligation to get rid of this chametz, but l'charchila, we should not accept such a relationship to the chametz. We should not accept the pikadon of a goyd, even as a shomer chinam. And we're going to see shortly in Sif Beis that even if I have no achrayas, even if I'm exempt even from pshia, I shouldn't take chametz from the goy in my house. I should ideally not accept such a relationship to the chametz. But if I do, certainly I can do mechira. If in Shomer Socher I can do mechira with this chametz. And even I don't even have to burn the chametz or get rid of the chametz. If it's after Shashishis, it's too late to do bittul and mechira, it's already in my house, I can still keep it in my house. I should try to return it to him as soon as possible, but I can keep it in my house if I can't throughout Pesach. Finally, the third category here, the afilu im enoi chayiv ba'achriyusoi bedin, even if I have no halachic responsibility to guard this chametz, ela sheyodea she'ena yehudi ilayim, v'chafeil l'shalim in yevad, chayiv levarai. The shitas of Rambam is that if he forces me to keep this chametz in such a way that I would be chayiv to pay for it if it gets lost or stolen, then I am chayiv to remove and get rid of his chametz. V'yesh chokim. And there are those who are chaylik and say that no, since the halacha says that I'm not chayiv, then I'm not chayiv, and it's not included in the prohibition of bayi matzeh. This category is what I mentioned before, is like an in-between category between shem achinim and shem asachar. I said that because it has not all of the chumras of a shem asachar, but not all the leniences of a shem achinim. The Mishnah Berurah says that if for sure I have to get rid of this chametz, if b'di'evad I have the chametz in my possession, I have to get rid of it. It's every minute, every second, another potential iser of bayirah bayimatzeh. But if I do keep it throughout Pesach and it's after Pesach, then I am able to benefit and even eat from this chametz. There's no knas for this category, and it is mutter be'achila u'bahana. Sif beis. V'im enu chayiv ba'achriyusoy, enu chayiv levaray, if I don't accept any achrayas whatsoever, I can keep it in my house. Again, l'chadchila we mentioned, you shouldn't take the chametz, even under these types of circumstances, but I do not have to remove the chametz from my house if that happened. Afilu im kovush tachas yodoy, even if the goy is under our dominion, k'goyin shuger toisha v'shoroyu imoy b'chotzer, let's say you have a goy who accepts upon himself to keep the laws of Eretz Yisrael, and he is living within the boundaries of the Yehudi, and the Yehudi has halachic authority over this person. So one might think that in such a circumstance, his chametz is really like my chametz. It's more connected to me, even though the Torah allows for chametz shel goy in my domain, as we mentioned before. Here, the Torah will not allow it because he's really living under my domain and under my dominion. Nevertheless, we say, no, it's still mutter. Since it's the goy's chametz, technically, halachically, the goy's chametz, and it's not my chametz, then it's still 100% legal in my rishus. But, v'tzorich la'asois lefonov mechitza gevoy yitfachim. Here, the Chachamim require that we make a wall of 10 tvachim high to distinguish, to separate this chametz from my food and from my possession, so that I don't come to eat it. Kedei shelo yishkach v'yoichlenu. I shouldn't come to eat this chametz. Now, this wall, by the way, has to be a wall that's not made out of a sheet that blows in the wind. It's got to be a sturdy wall. I mean, the Shaar Tzion does say that if you tie the sheet down and it won't blow, that will be acceptable. But it has to be a wall that's a steady wall, and then I can keep it in my house on Pesach. Now, why b'chlal do I need to make any wall whatsoever? We don't see by other Isurim in the Torah that if a person has pig meat in their house, they have chazir in their house, that they have to make some sort of heker, some sort of wall or distinguishing sign on the meat to separate it from the rest of his food. Why here are we being so stringent? So says the Mishnah Berurah, because by chametz lo bedili minei koshata, that the rest of the year we eat chametz. So chametz, our relationship to chametz is such that we don't see it as iser atzmi. We're not afraid of eating chametz. We're ragil, habitually we eat chametz all the time. So it could come much more to a takala. A person could come and eat this chametz on Pesach. So we have to make more of a separation between this chametz and our food. Now, that seems to imply that if the chametz, let's say, would be hektish, like the Gemara says, it would be sanctified to the base of Mikdash, where everything that's hektish we know is aser anyway. There's an iser me'ila, it's a very stringent chomor iser, so then I wouldn't need to make a wall to distinguish this chametz from my own, and indeed that's correct. The hektish, or something which is very chomor, which enables us to know that this is not all throughout the year we anyway do not eat from this chametz, then we don't need to make a mechitza of gevoya yud. However, the Bir Halacha says, what about, let's say somebody is makpid on pas yisrael, pas akol. He won't need pas akol, he won't eat the bread of that was baked by goyim. So he anyway throughout the year won't eat this bread. If the chametz is pasakul, you might think that it would be allowed for him to keep it in his rishus, because there's no, and not even make a heker, not make a mechitza of gvoya yud. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, it's only by hektish, which is very chamor, that we say that we don't need mechitza yud. But something like pasakum, which is not as stringent, as long as it's chametz, we still need to make the mechitza gvoya yud. Now, even if it's not bread, this is the Bir Halacha, even if it's something which would be, take time to, like, let's say you have flour. Today, our flour, kipshutai, is chametz gomor. The process through which the flour is made, it makes it mamish chametz. It's not allowed to keep it in your house on Pesach. So even though it's not readily accessible, you're not going to come to eat it right away, you have to first bake the bread, process and break the bread, still, it seems from the Poskim, says the Bir Halacha, that it would be required that a person makes a mechitza yud, a wall of 10 tfachim, to designate this chametz from the rest of his food. Now, on Yom Tov itself, the Ramah goes on to say what happens if it's Yom Tov itself and you can't make a mechitza yud. The Eina Yehudi Shehiniyah Chametz Bebeis Yisrael B'loi Rishusai Koifa Olav Kli. V'davka b'yantiv, avlim hu koydim yantiv, tzarech lasos mechitza. The Ramah says that if a goy comes and without rishus deposits the chametz in his house, now by saying it's without rishus, he's coming just to point out an extra chiddush that you might think that if it's without rishus and I have nothing to do with it, maybe I don't need to put on a mechitza of yud or be koyth a kli, like we'll see soon. Now, even if he puts it without rishus into your house, still you have to cover it with a vessel, cover it with a kli, on yantif. Or, if it's not yantif, if it's chol hamoed, you have to make a mechitza yud. In other words, Ramah is saying that when it's yantif and there's chametz in his house and he cannot make a mechitza yud, it is sufficient for him to cover it with a vessel. That's enough of a distinction that the Chazal required of him, and he will not come to eat it. And the Mishnah Berurah says that not only even if it's yantif, where he can't make a mechitza, is he allowed to be koif a kli and not build a wall to distinguish the chametz from his food. But even if it's chol hamoed, if he knows that it's only going to be there for one day, and the goy is going to come and retrieve it, then kfias kli is sufficient. You could put a kli on top of it, he doesn't need to build a wall like that, and that will also be fine.